Well, hello and welcome to What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we love to talk about on Yul Brofs.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I'm Ronnie. That's Ben. Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ronnie. How's it going?
Good. We're in the same room today.
Yeah.
Because we're going to the iHeart
Podcast Radio Awards.
iHeart Podcast Awards tonight. Very excited here in Austin, Texas. And yeah. So we're together in the same room. So I didn't play the opening because that music, it's a lot to balance. All right. It's a lot of audio to balance. I'm exhausted. In the meantime, go check out tickets for our European stint. We are going in May to Dublin, London, and Birmingham. Go get those tickets at watchwhatcrappens.com. Also, we're doing the Netflix is a Joke Comedy Festival in La La Land same month. So come see us there. Very excited to see you, okay? This is a video, Crappens on Demand, and we do bonuses every week, which are also on Patreon. You can find links to that at Watch What Crappens. What say you today? How are you feeling?
Well, I'm feeling great. Miami had closed out their reunion.
What a season.
What a show. So good. So fun. I was cracking up. I was taking some notes on the airplane on the way over here. I was finishing up the notes. And, so I'm watching Real Housewives of Miami on my laptop. And I have this thing. I always feel like if I'm watching a Real Housewives show and then the flight attendant comes by and doesn't make a comment to acknowledge, like, oh, I love her. Or like, oh, my God. Like, if they don't give me something special, especially if it's a gay. If it's a gay that does not recognize, like, I am a fellow gay watching Real Housewives of Miami, I get offended. I always feel like I should get like an extra set of peanuts or something as like a wink, like we are tribe, you know? And
that gets you, girl.
Yeah, I always feel like I want them to say something. I want them to, because I want to know who they love, you know? And I want them to, I always expect, if I have a whole bunch of Alexia on my screen, I want the flight attendant to say, oh, she is just the worst. Or I love her. I'm sorry. I just love her. I want say something. But the fact that you say nothing, I'm like, are we even gay brothers in this? And I got nothing. No. I got nothing from the flight attendant. That's what I meant to say. The flight attendant on Delta did not seem to care.
Yeah, give more flight attendants.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
It's very
upsetting.
What am I
supposed to do here? Just fly without anybody acknowledging my pain? Because I feel like people always have an opinion on Housewives when you're watching it on a plane. Everyone's mm-hmm. like, well, I don't... That's when you hear the most, well, I don't even own a TV. Like, that's where you meet yeah. people like that who are like, oh, you can watch that? Again, I don't even own a TV. That's when you hear most of it. Like, they're so much better than you.
I love when you find someone watching The Housewives on an airplane. That makes me so happy. But you don't really see it often. And, you know, for the longest time, when the planes would control, the airlines would control what you watched, you know, and they would have like, welcome to NBC Eye on America or something like that. And they would show like a million segments about golf. Like, here's a behind the scenes story about this golfer. And here's another golfer who had something happen to him. And now here's someone in the world of finance who had something. It's like all very bro-y. And they're always showing a smattering of content from all their networks across the Comcast, you know, the NBC Comcast Universal family. And they show a little bit of something from here and from here and from here. And from Bravo, they always show Top Chef, which, of course, we love Top Chef. But that's like they're embarrassed of Real Housewives. And I just feel like I wasn't expecting to rant about this. But I just feel like the airlines need to stop being snobs about the Real Housewives.
Oh, my God. Especially... Well, I was going to say Southwest, but they don't have TVs on there.
No, so they don't.
What are we talking about? Okay, so let's. I was just.
Yeah, let's move on.
I was just in the mood to
yell. Let's move on. I went to a weird place with this.
So, Real Housewives. Well, you couldn't have gone to a weirder place than the Real Housewives of Miami themselves, because for the first time ever, we ended with an EDM mix. Oh, sorry, Ben. Of a opera song of Ave Maria. I don't think that's ever happened, and it was amazing.
Yeah.
I was cracking up this whole episode, and by the end, I was cheering, maybe crying, maybe a little bit. Just because they gave that gay such a chance. When he was like, it's the opera teacher. I was like, oh, no. And sure enough, he came on. I think he flossed. I don't know. There was something different about him. And he just gave it his all.
He really went there. But where we start off is that Gertie and Larsa are fighting about Larsa going and blabbing and telling everyone that Gertie had cancer. And then Larsa acting like she was the victim here, saying things like, it made me sick. Like, you think you're sick? I'm sick. I'm sick of the way you're talking about me right now.
Yeah, like, you hurt me too, like, she got me fake. Like, I feel like I was, like, hurt by it. Because, like, if you're my friend, like, you're not going to call me fake, like.
Physically, you are, though. I mean, have you seen your before and after picture, Larsa?
She's like, oh, yeah, I have a before and after picture of you too, my friend. Yeah, I feel like I do, my friend.
That's Larsa's thing that she's doing for this reunion, saying my friend and my love a lot, which my is love. Kind of like a Lexia thing to do.
You
right?
are my love.
Wait, what are you talking about? It's only my boobs and a tummy tuck, okay? The first step is to admit it, baby. And then it starts with your BBL and that you had.
They're just going to keep coming for this woman and her gigantic ass.
Yes.
Now, it's partially her fault because it's not the most subtle job I've ever seen. However, this is Housewives, and I feel like it's a very slippery slope. It's a very slippery, saline-filled slope. And sometimes I think we just need to back off.
Yeah.
No, not in this case necessarily because it's anti-Larsa, but Larsa's had to defend that ass for 3 years now in a row.
Yeah. But to be fair, she's also lying about it for 3 years in a row. So Andy's like, well, let's go back to telling the other woman about Gertie's diagnosis. Lisa, how do you feel about it? She's like, well, I told her. I said you shouldn't have done that. And we had many conversations. And Larsa was very upset with this and what happened. She was in tears, almost in as many tears as I was about Lenny.
And Curtis like, oh, poor Larsa. Okay, we get it, Lisa. Okay, we get it, mascot.
You're mean.
We
you're
get
very it, mean. Mascot.
Okay,
you're
very you know mean. What? You know, I get it so much. I should have a big foam finger on right you're now, mean. Just waving it around. Mascot.
You're very mean. Hey. You're very mean. You're like mean.
Just stop it, mascot. You're okay, mean. Look. I know you want to take your anger out on everyone, but you should have taken it out on Lenny directly, Lisa.
Oh my God. Well, you know what, Gertie. You know what? Stand down, soldier. Stand down. Everything you said about me and my cancer was all about Larsa's perspective.
It's like, well, I'm not a mascot, okay? Yeah, la la la.
All right. You know, that's enough. Okay, you know what? You don't have to do cartwheels in front. You don't have to do literal cartwheels. Okay, so you're a vendor now? You're also. Okay, so you're a mascot and you're handing out snacks. Congratulations. Okay, so you're a multitasker. You jumped up and just started screaming at me this last episode. Literally, I needed to understand how she was thinking. That's what you were telling me to do.
Well, you know what? Didn't you think maybe you should have a one-on-one with Gertie?
Didn't you think? I called her. Not on the phone.
You should have called her on the phone. You know what? You should have talked to her not on the phone. I'm just asking you something because, like, why didn't you just, like, pull her aside? And then you could say something, Lexia, like, I appreciate you, my friend. Yeah, but that's how you should do it.
Yeah, but, like, you can say out of this, my friend.
But that's how you have to do it.
You can say out of this, my friend, like.
That's what you do.
You can, like, say out of this, like, my friend, like.
Help these ladies never stop talking over each other. I mean, the whole thing is just, you get really good at kind of deciphering what they're saying. You get words from one and then words from another and kind of put sentences together.
And Gertie's like, no, Alexia, don't stay out of this because this is the time I need everyone to speak up. I need everyone to speak up against the national plague that is Larsa Pippen.
Yeah, well, I'm giving you a chance to say why, because it was like 3 months and you still haven't talked to her. So like, come on. Like, why have you still not talked to her? Like, how many months is it going to be?
And Marcus is backstage. He's like, oh, so now Alexia can speak up. Oh, my God. I wish I could be on that couch so bad. I wish it, bro.
Oh, yeah. Would you go tell him off, Marcus? You big, bad Marcus. We're all so afraid of you, Marcus. You're terrifying.
And Jody's like, yeah, it's totally true. Like, it's like, I wish I could say something also.
Yeah, it's like crazy. Like, I totally say like, something. I'm already getting dry out right now. It's really hard. Do you have any chapstick or
this
water?
This is like wild. Do you know, is there any value in a tetanus shot? Can you get a tetanus shot after you have lockjaw? Or is it too late?
So then back to the stage, Andy's like, so when you spoke to Nicole, you questioned whether she really had cancer. I mean, come on now. And Larsa's like, yeah, but like, I just like called her because like, I thought like, I feel like you guys are like close, right? Like, I didn't want to call Gertie again, but like, I just wanted to know what was going on. It like totally makes sense. Doesn't that like add up like X plus Y is Z, I feel like.
Yeah, I said Lisa told Larsa something about Gertie testing her. And Larsa's like, but I was like, what is this test like? Why are you testing me like, I thought we're not in school, like XYZs and like, and this and that and tests and such and that.
Well, Larsa, do you really think Gertie was using her cancer to garner sympathy?
She's like, well, like, I wouldn't garnish anything with, like, sympathy. Like, usually it's, like, parsley or a slice of an orange. But still, though, I mean, I'm not, like, gonna lie. Like, it was, like, very hurtful because, like, I feel like I would never in, like, I feel like a million years think that anyone would think that I would take that information and do something malicious with it.
You called her a lie? Like, Answer the question. First, you told everybody, and then you suggested that she was lying about it.
But like, literally, like, I felt like, you know what? You think cancer hurts? This hurt more. I felt horrible. It, like, really hurt.
Yeah, but, like, no one could try to tell me that I weaponized cancer. I tried to normalize my life so that it could be, like, I can still do this.
And he's like, all right, well, I'm curious, Gertie. You went through so much with Larsa this season. It doesn't seem like your relationship is in a great place. What would you need to do to count you as a friend again?
Well, I'm going to say I appreciate your apology. I really do. But to be honest, it's a show and tell kind of thing, because honestly, it's just too much for me to bear. It's too much. We'll never be friends again unless she just gives me a hug at the end of the reunion out of nowhere.
But like, listen, friend. Like, listen, love. Like, I did the opposite of a Miley Cyrus song. Like, I sent you flowers. Like, I held your hand. Like, I did, like, all I could do. Okay?
I was very remorseful, like. I mean, like, I don't know why, because she was faking the cancer. But, like, I really wanted to be there for her fake cancer. And I said a prayer before she went into surgery. I mean, immediately the prayer was like, dear God, can you please bring Marcus home to me? Oh, my God, he's in the other room. Whoops, sorry. Thanks, God.
God, when you're bringing Marcus, like, on the way, like, home to me, like, could you, like, mention that Gertie, like, has cancer, like, and, like, see if you can, like, find out if it's a lie about it.
All right, I want to switch gears. Kiki, I hear you have a new boyfriend. Anything you can tell us about him?
She's like, I've waited 3 years, Andy. Well, please, I've waited longer than people have been waiting for Jesus. 3 years is nothing. So she's found her perfect man, and she met him through Marisol, which you better check him for bugs.
Literal wires. And Kiki's basically like, yeah, you know, she's like, basically she like got, they matched up really quickly. And then Andy's like, by the way, did your family ever take you back? Remember? And Kiki's like, no, I haven't talked to my stepmother since. And she also had three kids with my dad. Yeah, and like, yeah. I have my little sister mm-hmm. who's been reaching out lately. Mm-hmm. So we just like started trying to talk. And mm-hmm. you know, like, yeah. you know, because like,
that's Haiti.
My dad left my mom. That's like, Haiti. Came to Miami. And that's like, Haiti. Didn't tell my mom. And they're like, nothing mm-hmm. anymore. And like, broke mm-hmm. up with her. Like never to this day. Dad, like, my dad's like, that's never Haiti. Said anything.
That's
like,
how they do it in Haiti.
Yeah, like, they, like, he never told mom very that they're Haiti. Not together. She still thinks so they're still Haiti. Married. Yeah,
it's so Haiti.
Yeah, it's very Haiti.
Gertie, it's like, in 2 seconds she can't let it be about somebody else. She's like, mm-hmm, yep,
that's Haiti. That's yep, very Haiti. That's Haiti. That's Haiti.
So it's actually like a super sad story where her dad moved on and got a new wife, and then the wife treated her like shit, and the dad joined her in treating her like shit. It's so sad. And yeah. she's like, and then I was like working at McDonald's to get myself through high school, and I still had to send money Burger to King. My mom. Oh, you're right, Burger King. And I still had to send money to my mom because that's how, that's very Haiti. That's what
that's
you do.
That's so Haiti.
That's what you do.
That's like, da 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 da, I'm Haiti.
I'm hating it. That means I'm working 10 jobs in high school to send money to my mother. That's how you do. That's respect. And so, she's crying and like talking about, and it's crazy. Like, the story is crazy. And Lisa's like, oh my God, that is so sad, Fifi. My name is Kiki. That is so Lisa right now. That is so not Haiti, what Lisa just did.
I never realized the Dominican Republic was that hard. No, talking about Haiti, other side of the island.
Do you think it might be harder? It might be easier if you go to the Dominican Democrat. Just saying.
You're not even making sense now, Lisa.
Lenny.
I worked in a Burger King also. It was run by Lenny, and it was his mansion.
Wow. Well, Burr from Bank said it was really heartbreaking to see all the women bail on Kiki's swim week event. So what did you have planned for everybody, and why was it so important to you? Was it about boobs?
Well, by the way, I had surgery like a couple of days earlier, so I had to leave. So I'm okay. I'm exonerated. I'm okay.
Yes, she had surgery, so I knew that was coming. And then Nicole said that she couldn't make it. And Marisol's like, well, I told you I was going to stay, but I tried. I tried to stay, but then I couldn't do it.
So. All right. We don't have to hear all the excuses, especially not from friendos. And Kiki's like, yeah, it was just like, it was painful because she never throws anything. And, you know, she lives in a small place with like a, it's like a 2-bedroom with just her and her daughter. And her daughter literally sleeps with her. And she's just, you know, she doesn't throw birthday parties for her kids. And she never really had the opportunity to throw a birthday party. And she never had birthday parties growing up or whatever. So she starts to sob because it's like now really like, you know, hitting breathe, on trauma.
Breathe. Keep breathe.
It's very Haiti. This is Haiti.
This is so Haiti right now.
People cry in Haiti.
This is how it happens in Haiti when you start talking about your issues. Look, Haiti.
And Marisol's like, oh, come on, don't cry.
Come on, por favor. And Julia's like, you need to go to farm. Farm with goat. And so then Nicole's like, well, we can throw Summer a birthday, you know, like we'll throw a birthday bash for Summer and then she can have a birthday.
Breathe.
And she's like, well, you know, listen, like financially, I'm saving all my money for my kids and I just don't want to waste it on parties. And Julia's like, I know what it is like being a young mother in America trying to make it. You don't know the language. I know what it is like.
Yeah, she understands what it's like to be a single mom who's also a model. And so Marisol's like, well, everyone knows Kiki, and now, like, everyone knows Kiki now the way we know Kiki. I'm just glad. And Julia's like, yes, she's not just a girl who talks about cock and dildos. She actually has a voice and an amazing story. So anyway, let's keep talking about something else now. Jem, I have Jem.
So they're like, well, we'll do a birthday party for your daughter in November. It's just, well, my son is October 5th, so you can do that.
He's like, can we get a 2-for-1 special, please? Rudy goes, he's 18. Don't push it, girl. He's 18.
That's so Haiti. All right, moving on. I think it's safe to say everyone here was born a star. And Alexi's like, oh, God, I guess everybody just loves that one. I'm just giving everybody a line for life with this.
You're all welcome. I gave you guys all a fabulous line to say. Yeah, but some would argue that the real star of this show is the vibrant, luxe, and sometimes over-the-top city of Miami. Oh, well, yeah. You know, Miami, yeah, that can be a star, too. Yeah, okay, fine. We call it the city of Alexia, you know, star city, you know.
So then we see shots of Miami, which is, like, gorgeous. But to be fair, it also has pink filters floating all over it half the time. He's like, and here is Miami. It's like a floating palm tree, a purple palm tree just splooging over it. So then Andy's like, I want to jump into the screen when I watch this show.
Wow, I just like to imagine all the mountains of cocaine in that city, and I just want to dive right in.
Especially on Take Your Employee to Work Day, which I guess would be every day.
One shouldn't say that part out loud.
So then they talk about Nicole getting her new mansion. Will it be ready in time for the baby? And then a cheesecake from Factory says, wow, I couldn't believe my ears when I heard that Sophia, Larsa's daughter, gets $2,500 a month in allowance. Why would you give that much money to a teenager?
You guys don't, like, understand, like LA is, like, super expensive. Like after she, like, after food, she orders, like, more food. Or, like, Uber. Or, like, you know, like, when she, like, buys presents for her friend's birthday. And, like, Sophia makes money. And, like, and so, like, I have, like, a deal with, like, Fashion Nova, like, and so then they gave her a deal, like, and then she was, like, the face of Oscar de la Renta, like. She literally makes money, like, so I have to send her money because she, like, since she makes money, like, I have to send her money, like, to pay for all the food, like, that she doesn't eat, like.
Yeah, like, and everybody's, like, trying to shame me for being a renter, but, like, I try to give her pride and tell her, like, it's Oscar de la Renta, so it's, like, better, like.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it, like, but the Oscars were last night, like, and so Sophia was, like, that was, like, a night for Sophia because she represents Oscar likes.
So then Adriana is like, Larsa may have many faults, but she's a good mom. And Andy goes, well, that's a double-edged sword. Actually, that was, like, the nicest thing I think Audrey has ever said about anybody on this show. Let's just take it.
I have been taking a beating, like, this whole year, like.
Yeah, it was, like, really hard for me. Like, I got beat with other people's cancer. Ow, your cancer hurt me. Ow.
Ow, like.
That was so unfair of Gertie to, like, have cancer, like, this season. It, like, really hurt me.
So then she starts squabbling, you know. Of course, Gertie's like, oh, really? Do you know how not Haiti what you just did to me? How dare you? So they start squabbling again.
And Andy's like, all right, we're going to leave it right there. Bye. And he, like, runs off the set. He's like, I cannot be with these ladies anymore. By the way, you know, for some reason, something I thought was really funny was that when Nicole was just, like, doing that boring segment talking about, like, you know, like, what's going on with the house or whatever. Did you ever buy the boat? And she's like, well, we wanted to buy the boat, but, like, the backyard is, like, all full of construction right now. Lisa was like, oh, yeah, you can park the boat back in Jody's yard. You can park it in Jody's yard. Which I felt was, like, her, like, little flex. It was, like, such a Lisa flex. Of course she's going to, like,
I'm right down the ocean from
Nicole basically is in the market for a yacht. She sort of has to, like, kind of one up and be like, well, we have yacht parking, so you can
go
there. Yeah,
we're in the same neighborhood, so whatever. Yeah.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Hey, grown-ups. The Cat in the Hat cast is a new podcast from Wondery, perfect for the whole family. Join the Cat in the Hat and your favorite Dr. Seuss characters as they get whisked away on a new adventure every week. Fish dreams of creating his very own polite and quiet podcast. That is, until he gets a surprise visit to his Fishbowl podcast studio from the Cat in the Hat himself, and it becomes very clear that the cat has other plans for the podcast. And those plans are the opposite of quiet. Sing along to new favorite songs, try your luck at Titanic tongue twisters, have some fun with wondrous wordplay, and most importantly, bring your family along for all of the adventures in the Cat in the Hat cast. Follow the Cat in the Hat cast on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to the Cat in the Hat cast early and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Wondery Kids Plus on Apple Podcasts today.
In the 1980s, Frank Farian was riding high as a successful German music producer, but he was bored.
German pop was formulaic, dull, and oh so white. Frank had bigger dreams, American dreams. He wanted to create the kind of music that would rival larger-than-life artists like Michael Jackson or Run DMC.
So he assembled a hip-hop duo, two once-in-a-lifetime talents who were charismatic, full of sex appeal, and phenomenal dancers. The only problem? One very important element was missing, but Frank knew just how to fix that.
Wondery's new podcast, Blame It on the Fame, dives into one of pop music's biggest controversies. Milli Vanilli set the world on fire, but when their adoring fans learned about the infamous lip-syncing, their downfall was swift and brutal. With exclusive interviews from frontman Fab Morvan and his producers Frank Farian and Ingrid Segui, this podcast takes a fresh look at the exploitation of two young Black artists.
Follow Blame It on the Fame wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to Blame It on the Fame early and ad-free by joining Wondery Plus.
So then, let's see. So now, okay, so they go kind of on break, but then Larsa comes over to Gertie, and she's just still going to try and talk to Gertie, and Gertie is not having it, which is so funny, but she's like,
I was just, like, trying to, like, tell you, like, why, like, I had, like, I feel, like, problems with, like, but, like, when we had, like, problems at the, like, lunch, like,
and Gertie's like, oh, my God, you know what? You see how forgiving I am. You see, but you hurt me. Look how forgiving I am. Look, not right now. Not forgiving you right now.
And then Marcus just appears on stage, and like whatever apology Larsa was trying to eke out, she just stops because she starts hugging Marcus. She's like, oh my God, hi.
I love you so much.
I love you.
I like her.
You're the queen.
You changed. Your face looks different than it did 10
minutes ago. Keep sitting
on
your throne. You're the queen.
Oh my God, I love you so much, like.
You know what? What's right is right, and what's wrong is wrong. I'll still keep arguing, though you're hugging.
Gertie just keeps going off by herself. She's like, look at her, hugging that guy. Hugging. You know what? It's not right and it's not wrong. That's what I'm going to say right now.
You know what? It's not right, but it's okay. I'm going to make it anyway.
So Lisa's just doing her makeup, and she's got this gigantic mirror. So Marisol's giving her shit. And then Nicole, of course, who's like one of the people. She's like, oh my God, we're like so different, because she like has a huge mirror, but like I only have a small mirror.
That's such a Nicole thing to say. Like a thing that she finds so funny that's like very average. Like that's like the funniest thing ever, because she's like not wearing socks, but I'm totally wearing socks, guys.
Well, Nicole does her whole like, I'm the richest one, but like I'm the most down to earth of all the people. And the other day, you know, there's that Bravo account. I'm sorry I don't remember your name right now. I'm not trying to be an asshole, even though I am being one, by not remembering your name, which is so rude. But there's this Bravo account that just goes through all the fake purses. Like it spots the fake designer stuff that they're all wearing. And they called Nicole out for one. And so she had an Instagram post the other day that was like, listen, like, I love your whatever that you have.
I love what you're doing.
It's like amazing. But just so you know, like, this is actually real. And here's the receipt for it. She printed the receipt out on there. So
that's
funny. I thought that was pretty funny. She's like, and keep it up because I really love your work.
All right. We are back. And I tried several times to wake up from this living nightmare, but it turns out this is my life. I am dealing with these ladies squabbling in front of me incessantly. So we need a price check on something. Ladies, how much do you think organic jam costs? And of course, Nicole's like, $15. I don't know, like 15, like $10, like maybe like $10. I don't know, like,
Like Space Jam? because, like, you know, that was a pretty good movie.
Yeah,
I'm pretty, like, connected to that.
I don't want to, like, talk about Marcus's dad. Like, who else is, like, moms and dads do we talk about? Like,
we should talk about someone else's. But, like, Space Jam brought me, like, a lot of money. Just gonna say, while it was happening, and now as well.
I googled, and Jam costs $50. Up to $50.
And Kiki's like, 50? Does it come with vibrator?
She's back. She's back. She's
back, everybody. She's feeling better. Beverly from Sills. Beverly from Sills. Julia, your opera performance to Martina was so touching. It's harrowing, okay?
It touched.
I literally got tinnitus.
Sometimes you don't want to be touched, okay? Leave no touching. Alone.
Do not touch me then.
Okay? It's like going to a zoo. No touching.
And then we see a clip of it, and it's even worse. I mean, it's God bless her heart. I mean, if intentions made music, this would be a full-on orchestra, but...
Well, I have to say, in all the years of all the housewives in all the cities, this was one of my favorite things I've seen. It was so special. I love seeing Adriana at the piano and seeing the sheer joy on Martina's face. It was a beautiful moment. You're saying this was one of your favorite moments, this opera moment. This was so cringy. I mean, it was sweet, but it was cringy.
Yeah. I mean, I liked it too when it happened. It's just one of those things that just can't happen often.
Yeah, that's not.
But then it happens later and it is literally my favorite thing that's ever happened. So, you know, who knows? I guess it's just the setting. So she's like, you do crazy things for love. And the gold. So then, Adriana, do you think Julia could have a successful career in music? And Adriana goes, such an Adriana. She's like, you know, it's just she has so much fun, Andy, and it is such a hobby for her. And, you know, it's so nice to see. And Marisol just goes, that's a really long no, Andy.
That's a slow no, Andy.
Slow no.
No, I was more than supportive, and I think that she's... I think that she's having fun, and, you know, she has a hobby, and maybe we'll do a duet someday. Who knows? So, all right, well, Julia, did you...
She's fucking Emilio Estevez, right? No.
Emilio Estefan?
She's fucking Emilio Estefan.
Maybe.
Right? Are we all clear on that?
Well, Julia, did you feel torn between Adriana and Alexia? It wasn't hard, but, you know, Adriana and I have bonds that started 10 years ago over good, and now I can't break bond. But the only way I can break bond is if something happens with Adriana, and I hope nothing will cross us.
I'm like, okay, so next season you guys are going to be having a fallout. We've seen this show before.
100%.
We watched The Real Housewives.
But, you know, we organically started to get to know each other. It was so organic, we could put it in jar and sell for $97. I googled.
Yes. So, Better from Bouillon says, Adriana, watching the season, I felt like Alexia came into the year with the plan to redeem herself. It felt like PR. Do you feel like her? She's really interested in being Julia's friend, and is that genuine?
Well, I think it's classic example of somebody being gullible because she is new person. And here's what I have to say. She's getting befriended by Hubris George, okay? From Hubris Girls. It was a movie by Tina Fey.
on Wednesdays, we wear Hubris. So... She's like, oh, wow.
Well, stop trying to make Hubris happen, okay? She doesn't even Hubris here.
Oh, wow. See, look, Julia. Look at Julia. How about a newbie being tainted by an oldie? That's what you did to Adriana. This is like the time Paul Anka was hanging out with Annette Funicello and totally iced out Frankie Avalon. Am I right?
And Adriana's like, have some class. I'm talking here. Oh, really? You're no one to dictate class. You're a hot mess, Adriana. She's like, you're really the example of class. Have you seen your behavior for the past 13 years? I mean, come on. And she's like, oh, yeah, your dirty, greasy hair is classy. And it's like, okay, now we're going to greasy hair? Come on.
There you go. The plastics are speaking. The plastics. Oh, well, I don't know who you're referring to, but if you want to refer to me as a name other than Alexia, you can call me a star.
Oh, look, it's Regina George and Gretchen together over there. It's Hubris and Hubris together there.
Julia, do you think that my friendship with you is fake or is it a PR stunt? Like, I think we've both seen, like, stars can like regular people, right?
Well, last year we saw you don't want to try pickle. This year you try pickle.
Well, I think Alexia likes Julia more than me these days. Personally, hold on, let me just show how lighthearted I am with this.
Oh well, you know, Peter, unlike my apartment, there's room for everybody.
So, Peanut from Butter says, what about the baby adoption? Hell, Martina's only 90. Surely this is going to happen any day now. And she's like, well,
Martina is cancer-free, so we are back to adopting plants. We are going to speed up process. I've contacted 9 agencies. So babies, there will be baby coming from someplace for sure.
Or Chia Pet.
So Andy's like, well, let's talk about Mexico. Alexia, you encouraged Kiki to eat a cricket, but you didn't eat one yourself. Oh, well, to be fair, I thought like it meant like getting cricket wireless, which, you know, stars don't do that. No. But I'm so scared of cricket. I'm scared of cricket and insects. I just figured it'd pop in my mouth or bite me or something like that, you know?
And Kiki's like, well, the thing I say, YOLO. Oh my God, that is so Haiti of you.
That's so Haiti. That is so Haiti. YOLO. YOLO.
And Adriana, it was so fun seeing you perform. What did that feel like? And she's like, oh, surreal, Andy, to finally have this moment, you know, where I know that Gloria Estefan is somewhere punching her hand in a wall. It feels so good, you know?
Well, that's cool. Yeah, awesome. Well, it wasn't all marg sipping and dildo flipping in Mexico. Ha! Larsa, you were hurt by Alexia not supporting you. Why was that?
Because, like, I feel like, my friend, like, I can't believe, like, if she's my friend, like, love. Like, saying that I only, like, had, like, I feel like tequila for, like, 10 minutes. Like, what is that? Like, 2 minutes? That's, like, hurtful.
Well, yeah, no, but if I'm your friend, I would have known about your tequila brand.
But everybody, like, knew about it. Like, Mary's so new. Like,
I don't know.
Everybody knew the minute the Kardashians all came out with a tequila that, of course, I had one too, right? Come on.
You knew Marisol, right?
I don't know.
Well, I've been talking about my tequila brand for years, like.
No, this is what I'm talking about right now, Andy. You know? Like, look, lies. This is lies, Larsa.
What lies, my love? What
no,
lies,
it's
my
like
love?
Lies, you know? Because, like, this is the example of the thing that I'm saying. Because, like, you're telling me that I'm the only one that says the truth, you know? And, like, I didn't say I'm the only one who says the truth. But, like, right now, you just said everyone knew about your tequila brand. But, like, nobody knows about your tequila brand.
Lisa,
nobody knows about it.
Lisa, like, did you know about my tequila, like?
No.
Adriana, like, did you know about my tequila, like?
She didn't
Andy,
know.
Andy, did you know about my tequila, like?
She didn't know either.
Hold on one
nobody
second.
Knew.
Okay, the cameraman, did you know about my tequila
No,
like?
Bro, the cameraman doesn't even
microphone
know.
Microphone man, did you know about my tequila
No,
like?
Microphone man, he doesn't know anything.
Okay, plant on the wall, did you know about my tequila like?
I don't talk to plants, I can tell you that right
door,
now.
Door,
okay, door. Didn't know.
Did
the
you know about my tequila
know
like?
Nobody knew, okay?
Wow.
And Alexia's like, yeah, I didn't, you know, I'm sorry I didn't know. You shouldn't be so defensive. Like, I just didn't know about it. And she's like,
well, yeah, but you shouldn't say, like, Larsa has a tequila for 2 minutes, like.
She's okay, you know what's better? Here. Larsa has a tequila for 2 hours.
Look, is that better?
That's more time.
That's more time.
It's more time.
That's a lot of time in star years.
That's a lot of time.
Yeah. And so she's like, so then Larsa, her voice suddenly changes. She goes from being like, what are you talking about? Why are you saying 2 years? She suddenly goes, well, what kind of friend are you? A friend like you who needs enemies? Who needs enemies with a friend like you? I love when Larsa's real voice comes out.
No one knows about this tequila, which I think was really funny. And then Gertie's like, well, you know, like, here's the thing with you, Larsa, okay? Like, we're talking about the jewelry line. We're talking about a dog collar. We go here, we're talking about a tequila, which is so funny. And that is so Real Housewives, too. Like, the only reason you ever invite anybody anywhere is to have a new business. And Larsa has just taken it to the extreme.
Yeah, and Andy's like, well, people do this on the show. It's, no, but this is like, it's like a lot of product pushing. Like, product pushing Pippin, that's what all I'm saying. Well, you know, I give you guys gifts. If you want to taste my tequila, you want a piece of Larsa Murray jewelry, I'm going to give you gifts. Like, how is that bad for me to give you
my own money, like?
I'm like, sorry. I'm like, I'm so sorry for, like, giving you diamonds about it.
My voice is back, like, sorry about that, like.
But there's a difference between having a business where you're like, I'm going to have a store, you know? I'm opening a store, something like that. Larsa is just taking Instagram deals, and that's like her thing, you know, that she's probably making a dollar per customer on or whatever. Well, so every fucking episode, it's a different.
Well, I think I get the sense that what she's doing is she's acting like she's inviting people over for sincere moments, out of sincerity, out of like wanting to grow a friendship or to connect with people. And then you get there and you realize it's just an advertisement for whatever, you know, Instagram tchotchke she's selling.
Yeah. She's like, but, you know, I wanted to have like an apology lunch for Gertie. And that's why when I invited you guys to Mexico, I had my tequila bottles lined up to spell Gertie has cancer, like.
Yeah, it was really hard getting the tequila bottles in the shape of a comma, but we did it.
It was like really hard, like. So let's see, where are we here?
Andy's like, Larsa, you said you're involved in these businesses because you never had a Todd. But can you understand how someone would find that hypocritical given that you're with Scotty for 24 years?
But like, I just didn't have a Todd. Like, sorry. Like, I mean, come on. Like, sure, I was with Scotty, but she was with Herman. Like, what's the difference?
Oh, no, okay. So now you're going to talk about Herman? You know, you said Todd before. Now you're going to talk about Herman. Wow. Wow.
The difference between Herman and Scotty, by the way, is like $50 million at least. I mean, first of all, I can't believe you're even going to compare that. So Alexi's like, don't you talk about Herman, okay? If anybody's going to talk about Herman, it's going to be me when I out him posthumously on television, okay?
Well, I'm just saying I don't have a Todd. That's all.
It's like, well, I took offense because she made that comment because I thought it was hypocritical. And she had Scotty for 23 years.
How is it hypocritical? I gave you a compliment. Like,
it's like, what was the compliment? She goes,
because like you have a like dual income and like your home, I love. So like your rent, your expenses, like everything you make. Like, I hope you make $1 billion per year. Like, I don't have that. That's what I'm saying.
Recently.
Larsa, you're rich as hell. You have half of Scotty's money. We have internet.
Yeah.
All you have to do is Google this shit. Now, in her defense, no one should be giving her shit for like trying to hawk things on Housewives.
I think that she actually does have a point. She's saying like, you know, I've got to hustle for everything in my life at this point. I mean, but she does have alimony. But she doesn't have anyone. I will say this. I think if someone says like, you know, I don't have a Todd right now, I actually think that's okay to say, believe it or not. You know, doing something alone versus doing something with a partner in any sort of way, it's just going to be a little harder. And I think that like Alexia just turning that into like, oh my God, like Alexia got so mad about
She's
it.
She's suggesting that every piece of money I have comes from Todd.
But like, I do it on my own. But it's like, Alexia, what is your job? You have a nail salon. You have a nail salon and you live in this like luxury high-end tower. And then you want to be like, I don't rely on a Todd.
I guess my point is probably problematic, but it's like neither one of you could be accused of like being a boss. Like in these situations, one of you got money from Scottie Pippen, which rightly so. I mean, you had and raised the children, but it's like they're trying to make it sound like they're these big, like
neither one of them
women,
are
women pioneers, but it's also they're
not
going to
be they're not going to be case studies at Harvard Business School,
right? But it's also okay. Like there's no shame in it. I think I think sometimes these shows they make it to where it's like, oh, well, your money came from a marriage, then it's not as important as my candle money. I made this from selling candles. Like, money's money. Like,
yeah, so what? Who cares?
She fucked Scottie Pippen for how many years and had how many of his kids? She earned it. That's
five
what I
times
say.
A night, too. Jeez. So
but that was like four.
We only do
but like Marcus and I do it like five.
Seven. Oh, yeah, you're right. Like five times.
So Gertie's like, recently is when you were recently like this. And she's like,
it's been like 6 years. Like, what's recently like, my love? Like, when I was going through my divorce for 6 years, I didn't get a nickel. Like, I got just several quarters. And I had to make it on my own, like.
And so now we move to the boat ride from hell and this huge gondola fight starting over feeding some dogs. Lisa, looking back, do you regret feeding them? She's like, my kids? Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. I had to teach them what dieting meant at about 2 years old. She's like, no, I meant the dogs. Oh, all right. Well, that was one of the worst days of my life. I had to sign a paper. It was one of the biggest life-changing moments in my life.
Do you understand? That day, as I was being rowed through the hovels and the dilapidated huts, I was signing a document that was saying that someone was going to build me a mansion on the beach of Miami. It was horrible, a horrible day.
So then Kiki's like, yeah, that was disrespectful. And, you know, you look down on people like me and everybody's telling you to stop and you didn't say anything. But then the moment I said, Lisa, that's not nice. You tell me this. You scream at me to shut the fuck up. And why do you guys always, why do you always have to scream at me? And you never understand where you, you know, you talk about poor people the way you talked about that dog. And like, she's, you know, rightly.
She's like, you have to remember where you come from.
Lisa's just like, yeah. I just signed a paper.
She's like, you don't remember where you come from, okay? Before you met Lenny, you were just like, poor.
Oh, I remember. I remember. She's like, you don't act like it. She's like, oh, I still remember. I still smell blue cheese on my hands, all right?
You want to see me make a soft serve cone? Because I can do that. They don't call me a queen for nothing, okay? Hashtag dairy.
Have you ever just seen a poll and then just started putting like blue cheese from Wings and like a little nutty topping on it from the Dairy Queen? Trust me, all of my paths combine.
No, you act very entitled and you're selfish and you look down on people, especially me in this group. And you're going to treat me in this group like I don't
respect me, but you're gonna respect me. You will. And
and then wait, I took a photo of this. Let me show you this.
I know what it looks like because it happened the other day in Beverly Hills too. They go too far over the top with this advertising while the show's going on. So, and the other day, Sutton's like, "Well, I cannot believe you would say something when you know I was in a custody battle." And then it's just like Kung Fu Panda over.
Well, here's Kiki declaring, you don't respect me, but guess what? You are going to respect me. You are going to treat me like I'm a member of this group. You will respect me. And then a square box, literally covers her entire face, decapitates her. Wait, hold on. Here, I'll put it up. It decapitates her. Can you see this on the camera? Well, I can't tell. Oh, wait, here. Look at that. She's like, you will respect me, while a box decapitates her and there's a panda where her head's supposed to be dancing around.
That is some funny shit.
So while she's actively talking about not being erased in this group and demanding respect, NBC's like, here, let's put a cartoon panda over her face and have it dance around to promote some movie that's going to terrorize families for years.
Well, so backstage, Marcus is just like, you know what? I think they just misunderstood her, but I think, you know, that must have been really triggering for Kiki, but you know, like, I don't know, Lisa can't stay mad. I mean,
yeah,
that panda really is cute at the end of the day.
Yeah, you know, we can park a yacht in our backyard, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I got a pretty big backyard.
Yeah, that's cool.
So then Lisa's like, I'm sorry you took it like that, but I had a terrible day. And she's like, you don't even know my kids' names. And she goes, I do, Jamar and Summer. She goes, oh, well, now you did it. Okay, well, bravo, then you're getting there.
Lisa, when Kiki did open up to you about her past, you said, I can't fix your childhood trauma. I'm not a therapist. Yeah, well, my delivery was terrible.
Your delivery? That was a bad pizza, Lisa.
Delivery of the statement.
It was the pizza, Lisa.
She's like, my delivery and my words? Is that better? But look, the truth of the matter is this. I don't know and didn't know these things about, like, you. I don't know these things, but you don't know these things about me, just like you don't.
She's like, I don't know you, but you don't know me either.
Which is like, I don't think that's fair to say that. Because we're not talking about you, Lisa. The point is, like, you are so self-involved. You don't even know her children's names. So, okay, Kiki may not know your deep, dark secrets about what really happened at Dairy Queen. But, like, we're not asking about deep, dark secrets. We're asking that you just retain simple information about her life, like her children's names.
I mean, to be fair, I don't know Lisa's kids' names. Were they, like,
Logan and Elle.
I would never have known that.
Well, their original names were Cheat and Day.
Cheat Day, get over here.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
If you don't know when Crystal Pepsi was discontinued, what was in Al Capone's vault, or which famous meteorologist is Lenny Kravitz's second cousin, then you haven't spent enough time on Wikipedia. But that's okay. I am here for you. I'm Darcy Carden, and I'm inviting you to listen to my new podcast, WikiHole, from Smartless Media. Discover the craziest rabbit holes on Wikipedia with me and my funny friends as we bring the cyber frontier directly to your tympanic membrane. And if you listen to my podcast, you learn that that's the sciencey term for eardrum. We embark on a hyperlink roller coaster as we start out on a Wikipedia page and go from link to link to link to link. careening through trivia, oddities, and unexpected connections until we collectively shout, How the hell did we get here? Follow WikiHole on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to WikiHole ad-free by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
So then Andy does this, are we going to move forward through this? Because this is the part where we all make up. And Kiki's like, baby steps. I have a baby. What's her name? Allison? I don't have a baby.
Her name is Steps. I literally just said her name.
Okay, so then...
On that note, let's close. Okay, that's enough. I don't want to talk to you people anymore. I could ask more questions about that boat ride, like about Julia and those dolls, and I could ask more questions to Lisa about why she is so awful to Kiki. But honestly, I'm at the end of my rope, so let's just close this out now. Hey, Adriana, are you going to be singing anymore? And she's like, oh, yes. And I have a big surprise that is coming next year, which I'm now going to reveal now. I'm going to kick off my tour at the Miami Inter with Messi and Beckham and Emilio. I'm like, you're going to be singing a song.
I'm kicking off
you're my not, tour. What are you performing with Lionel Messi and David Beckham? Come on.
Oh, and Nicole, what are you looking forward to the most? And she's like, being basically extremely rich. It's a lot to look forward to, Wendy. And I'm going to have a very rich baby as well. So that's super fun. And what about Lisa? And she's like, well, I feel like the anchor is behind me. Okay.
Sure.
Literally. Stop following me, Lenny. God.
You do seem happier. And by happier, I mean still the same tragic mess, but I just have to say that to be nice. And Lisa's like, yeah, I feel lighter. God, I'm so happy. Lighter. That's a good word for me. But getting out of the house was so toxic, and I'm just so excited to be getting into a different house from Lenny. And I just feel like a weight was really lifted off of my shoulders.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, I developed a platform to help people with divorce and also with prenups.
What?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Is she saying that by going through it on TV, she helped other people?
No, she's created like a website. She created like a business that's like, hey, if you're going through this, we're going to help you out. And Marisol's like, oh, and you're welcome for the name. And Lisa goes, Splitwell? She's like, yeah, I gave you that name. Remember? Alexia was there. Remember, Alexia? You can vouch for me, right? You're my best friend. You're a star. You can vouch for me. Right?
Can I just say, I don't know that I would trust Lisa with that. I'm going to just go out on a limb and say, don't go to this website, okay? Support Lisa in other ways. Asking Lisa for it, it's like coming to me to ask, like, how to make a salad. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just don't. I'm going to tell you to put M&M's on.
Well, it's always like how people with the most fucked up personal lives then become life coaches, and you're like, but do I trust you?
That is true. Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not going to take divorce advice from fucking Lisa, okay? Other things, you know, maybe like how to have a closet with a dry cleaning rack inside of it to spin your clothes around. And that's good. You know, something like that.
Yeah. So Marisol's like, yeah, no, bro was there with me when I came up with the name. Remember that, bro? Remember that? And Alexia's like, no, I don't remember anything. No, I don't remember. I don't remember. Which is funny because later on she accuses Marisol of forgetting.
Yeah,
I don't know. I'm not sure. She's like, no, I was sitting with Julia and I was like, split well. No, you were talking about the check. You want to split the check? No, I was giving a branding advice. God.
All right, well, no one remembers besides me. I guess that's cool, then. So, Larsa, you found love, and you also found a fair amount of haters along the way. Anything you want to say to them? She's like, stop blaming me, like, for cancer, like, okay? Because, like, I'm sick of it. And, like, I'm living, like, my best life, like, I'm really happy. My kids are thriving. My son is, like, 18 years old. He's getting recruited to, like, the best schools on, like, the planet, like, I feel like. So,
yeah, Space Jam University, like. And Andy's like, well, Marisol, what do you feel like you've learned? She's like, well, this is my third marriage, you know, and I haven't filed any legal papers in the U.S., but I am married in Mexico and I'm married in Scotland. This is the way I want to do things, Mexican-Scottish things, and I'm in my 50s and I'm doing it my way. I swear to God, I really did come up with Spitwell. Oh, maybe I said Spitwell instead of Splitwell. Well, that would be the problem.
So everybody's gotten to know Kiki better. And she's like, the truth will set you free, Andy. You know, my friends always understand that. So Lisa's like,
kisses. I'm giving you trouble, she's kisses. Like, mwah, mwah, pretend mwah. These are invisible
chicken breasts I'm sending to you.
Lisa, why are you sending kisses to an animated panda right now? Kung Fu Panda, and you soon see it exclusively on Kiki's face.
And then Julia's like, I thought I had this group figured out, but then I thought, no, people can change. I took a chance on God.
And then Lars is like, I don't like any. Oh, no, she goes, but I strengthened old friendships. The only one I don't know about is Larsa. I don't believe her butt is real. And Lars is like, yeah, but like, I don't like understand like your relationship with Martina either. So like, whatever, love.
You told Alexia you like black men's penises. Like,
I love Larsa coming up with an on the fly response. You told Alexia like you like
light bulbs that are in the shape of like penises. Yeah, that's what it is like.
Greg, you like penises.
Yeah.
And Alexia's like, oh my God, why is everybody blaming me for this stuff? And he goes, well, can't someone love Martina Navratilova and also love black penises? I mean, this is 2024.
Alexia, you ended last season with a lot of frayed relationships in the group, but you made it your mission to build those bridges.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, because as a star, those were my intentions. And I thought I was doing a good job. But until unfortunately, certain circumstances happened this season that, by the way, Nicole, I feel like she's really the only one that I really want to work towards next season because, you know, she's very rich, but she has a small mirror, you know. So I feel like I want to learn about that.
And she's like, yeah, you know, I always spoke super highly of her. You know, I don't know how we always get stuck in this situation, me and Nicole. Because you always freak out on her over stupid little tiny things that aren't her fault.
Yes.
And Nicole's like, I totally agree with that. And Lars is like,
yeah, but I feel like Alexia, like, feel like owes us, like, all I feel like an apology, like, because she called us all liars.
6 hours ago. Oh, well, the entire America knows I speak the truth.
I'm the only one here.
The entire America.
I'm just going, the entire America?
I'm not a liar.
Oh, God. So I'm now they liar. Start with this. I'm not a liar. I'm not
I
a liar.
Lie.
I'm not
I
a liar.
Lie.
I'm not a liar. I'm not
should
a liar.
Should I say it? Should I say it to her? Should I say it to her about it? Maybe I should say
I'm
it.
I'm not a liar.
I say it. Like, I feel like I'm saying, like, okay, like, I'm saying, like, I feel like you owe us an apology, Alexia. And, like, let me see your growth, like, the rest of us, like.
She's yeah. Like, well, I said it today because, like, there's a lot of people here today who are lying, okay? And I'm not going to apologize to you. Like, what it take 3 months for you to tell Gertie, you know, about that? And you want me to apologize to you? Ay, por favor. You're delusional. You're delusional as well.
Guys, this is the farewell. Why?
My God. When Nicole's like, guys, it's a farewell, okay?
All right, all right. Who are the liars in the group?
Well, we're going to start with the biggest liar, which is Adriana.
Oh, God, here we go.
Okay, next liar.
Regina Hubris over there.
Next liar.
Okay, well, I know my situation with Nicole, okay? So, like, I was proving that she was lying. So, there you go. She said she had nothing to do with it, with Anna, and she did. So, she lied.
Next lie. Okay, what about Lisa Hochstein?
I think Lisa's pretty honest.
What about Larsa?
Larsa lies.
All right, liar. Larsa, you're a liar.
About what, though?
Doesn't matter.
Like, you've been,
that's all right. You're
about
a liar.
What?
You're a liar.
About what,
okay,
though?
What about Gertie?
I feel like you're
Gertie,
a liar, though.
What about,
like...
All right, what about Gertie? Gertie, liar?
No, Gertie's not a liar.
Okay, what about Julia?
Julia's honest, you know. And Kiki's super honest. Marisol... She doesn't remember things, Emmy.
What? Bro, that's such a fail. You're going to do that to me, bro?
Look, Andy, I don't like lies, okay?
Yeah, the biggest liar is calling us liars, like, good, like, I love that, like.
Marisol is so pissed. She's like, what the hell? So, I mean, in Alexia's defense, I think she was trying to have your back by not saying, of course she's a liar.
Yeah.
Like, she just she hires private investigators against people, you know?
Yeah, because Alexia literally cracks up when she says, well, Marisol, she just doesn't remember.
She doesn't remember.
She, like, knows she's, like, full of shit when she says it.
So then, now it's the Gertie cancer thing again. So Lars is like, you know, I just feel like, I need to, like, give Gertie, like, a hug and, like, tell her I'm, like, XY Zari, you know? And Gertie's like, oh, my God, all this damn time, that's all you needed to do. And here you're doing it. Okay, get up. Come, I'm going to get up now.
Gertie.
We're going to hug.
Gertie loves a big display.
We're going to hug.
So they hug.
I love when Gertie, like, pouts her lips and then nods really emphatically.
That's, that's all I needed. Mm-hmm. This is so hitty. Mm-hmm. This is so hitty.
Are you going to do it now? We're going to do a hug now? Oh, my God.
That's
look
all
at
I
us.
Needed.
We're doing
that's
a hug.
That's all I wanted.
That's all I needed. Do you feel better now?
You know, I'm a lover, not a fighter.
I'm a forgiver.
I feel like sometimes we have to yell it out and, like, argue and get our points across, and then we're over it, like.
So then Adriana is like, okay, I have to read something from the Bible.
They're like, oh, like, I've been holding a Bible all night.
Oh, well, you shouldn't be holding a Bible, by the way, of all people. Am I right?
Okay. Ecclesiastes 3:20 says, all go to one place. You're all dust. Mary soul is old.
Okay. I'm pretty sure it doesn't say that.
It does.
And I think it's the most humbling thing when you have hubris to see great news of her pregnancy and her cancer battling and her father died. And at the end of the day, you know, we all come from dust and we go back to dust. That's what I'm saying.
I love that. I would like to say something. We're all going to die.
I know. And Gertie goes, circle. It's a circle. It's a circle. It's like, yes, we got it. Nicole's like, guys, we have so much to look forward to. Gertie is cancer-free. Mirrors are getting smaller. Frankie is thriving. Julia's singing, sort of. Kiki's got a boyfriend. Marisol, you've got cockies.
I mean, it looks so much.
You know? Everyone's doing, most of us are doing a lot. Lisa, you, there's things that you have a scent of something. You smell like Lenny now. It's great. You're doing things.
Me, I'm adopting child goat jam.
So now they bring out Lars's tequila. And it finally arrived. And then he's like, wow. And he's handing out the tequila. And he goes, the bottle is beautiful. It kind of looks like a vagina. He's like sort of walking by looking at like, wait a second. Did you desire a vagina bottle?
Yeah, because this is the one that's like a big.
It's like, it's cool. It's actually a cool bottle. But yeah, it definitely has like a vagina-ish.
Not a big hole.
A vagina-ish hole in the middle.
Oh, gosh. So they do a toast. And Gertie's like, to life, love. And this is so Haiti, to friendship, okay?
Let's make it count every day. Like a great person on Sesame Street once said, let's make it count every day.
So then Andy, guys, first a special surprise encore performance. Please welcome Julia's opera duet partner, Jonathan. So we turn to blue lights, which, you know, is bold, I think, on any cast.
Yes.
And they bring out Jonathan, and he's singing Ave Maria in a tux.
Yeah, he's like, Ave Maria.
Oh, my God, I love this song. Like, this is, like, such a good...
Lars was I love this song.
This is a real banger. Love this song.
Ave Maria.
This is, like, about Jesus's mom. You know what? Like, how come we don't talk about Jesus's mom? Like, if we're going to talk about everybody else's mom and dad.
And then Julia all of a sudden has, they're all looking at him. They don't realize that Julia now suddenly has a microphone. And then she's clearly singing the track because we know what she sounds like when she doesn't sing the track.
And then it turns into the EDM version and they just rock out to all of her. I was dying laughing.
And Andy's doing that dance where he bites over his lower lip and he's like,
Andy just dancing. Like that. Talk about dancing like no one's looking. You know, my God, he really does that.
And so it's like hilarious. It's so bizarre and so surreal. You're like, oh, it's over. But then you see, like, everyone's dancing except for Marisol. Marisol is still sitting on the sofa. Her hair is, like, all messy. And she's like, what is happening here? So she gets up and she goes over to Alexia. And she goes, you know, when you asked about liars, you picked me. Why would you throw me under the bus?
I didn't say that. Don't lie. Don't be a liar like that.
I don't forget things. I didn't say things.
I said you were all liars.
By the way, is Mexico City is really nice. I don't remember looking like this before. No, we're not in Mexico City.
You forgot.
You know, that's not cool, bro. Why are you picking on me?
No, you forgot.
No, like,
you forgot where we are.
No, just listen, I said Adriana's the biggest liar. I just said that you forget things. So you need to stop.
It's like, I am super offended. That is not acceptable. It's like, dun, dun, dun. And we get next season's life. Here's my only complaint, that there was no fog machine. Because I feel like this needed a fog machine.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it's a great show.
Yeah, well, there was no fog machine because it's not like Club Send It.
Club Send It, bro.
The Send It Lab is open for business for late night debauchery.
Yeah, baby. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. It's a fun season. Miami, we love you. Please never change.
Yes. I'm ready for the next season to start right now.
Yeah, me too. I love this show. I hope it does well because the ratings were not great. People, so I hope they still bring it back anyway.
They will. They will. I think that I think the online chatter about it is very strong, and Bravo cares about that. So,
well, we'll see. Everybody, thank you so much. We love you. Come watch this video on Patreon and get all our bonuses, etc., over there. And we will talk to you next time. For those of you who are only here for Miami, hope to see you again. See Miami, you soon.
Miami. Okay. You look great.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Ashley Savoni, she don't take no baloney.
Strolling the Park with Caitlin Clark.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela.
Itchels.
Erin McNicholas,
she don't miss no trickolas.
She's never scary, it's the Green Fairy.
Jamie,
she has no last namey.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Know Your Worth with Jason Kurth.
She's the wind beneath our Jennifer Wing.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trott.
She's always supplying, it's Kelly Ryan.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
The Bay Area Betches, Betches.
And our super premium sponsors.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
She's not harsh, she's Jill Hirsch.
She's a little bit loony, Junie.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo. We love him madly, it's Kyle Pod Chadley.
Let's go on a bender with Lauren Fender. We want to hang with Liz Lang. The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give him hell, Miss Noel.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
She's quite the catch, it's Victoria Cotchett.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kutar. We love you guys.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Watch What Crappens ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.